USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is releasing an expanded list of people he considered naming to the Supreme Court if a vacancy opens up, including Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron and Senator Ted Cruz from Texas. President Trump saying Democrats would try to fill the Supreme Court with justices that will hurt America.
Radical justices will erase the Second Amendment, silence political speech, and require taxpayers to fund extreme late-term abortion.
A top expert on coronavirus is coming to President Trump's defense over comments made in a new book. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying President Trump never deliberately downplayed the virus when he told the nation it would disappear. The book's author, Bob Woodward, has yet to address why he waited so long to bring up the president's comments if he thought they were that controversial. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of the energy throughout the whole day. With the Balance of Nature, I don't get cold, I don't get sick, and most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
More than 85 fires are burning across the West Coast in an unprecedented event that's already scorched hundreds of thousands of acres. In California, at least 25 wildfires are now raging. The National Guard rescuing hundreds of people from the fires, including Joe Ibre, who tells ABC News.
I kept thinking about my wife and family at home, and, you know, I knew that they would be very nervous and worried for us. So being able to talk to them was a huge relief.
Testifying on Capitol Hill before a Republican-led Senate committee, Surgeon General Jerome Adams says politics is not playing a part in the coronavirus task force team.
Here's what I can tell you. As a member of the coronavirus task force, there has been no politicization of the vaccine process whatsoever. We have a process in place that I trust as a doctor.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Just days after saying she would not take a coronavirus vaccine because President Trump was politicizing the process, Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris was asked by WESH-TV if she would trust a coronavirus vaccine.
I pray that we get a vaccine as soon as possible. We are looking at almost 180,000 or 190,000 people who have lost their lives in just the last several months in our country because of the coronavirus. I pray we have a vaccine as quickly as possible that is approved by the scientists and the public health professionals.
Would you trust one under President Trump?
I would trust a vaccine if the public health professionals and the scientists told us that we can trust it.
Acting Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says the mission of the DHS has become increasingly complex and expansive since the agency was created.
We were established in 2003, well before iPhones existed that could be used to control drones, before terrorists used cryptocurrency to fund their evil plots, and before nation states used Twitter to proliferate their disinformation campaigns.
DHS was established in response to the attacks of 9/11 with the signing of the Homeland Security Act in 2002 by former President George W. Bush. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.